The Future, May 18th, 2018. Matthew 16:27. The Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each person according to what he has done. This week, I want to spend these few minutes talking with you about what and when that's going to happen. The when it's going to happen doesn't take long to discuss. We don't know. Matthew 24:36 says, "No one knows the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." Verse 42 says, "Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know on what day your Lord will come." But what we do know is that when the Son of Man comes, He's going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each one of us according to what we have done. Wow. So, clearly we know what Jesus is going to do when He comes. Acts 1:9-11 says He's coming in power and glory, and all men will bow and confess He is Lord. In surveys, it's estimated that 8 out of 10 people believe in an afterlife. I have no doubt that if you're on this call, you're one of those 8. I have to wonder if the others can tell that I'm a follower of Jesus by the way I look and behave. I also have to wonder if those who don't believe can see something in me that makes them wonder what makes me tick. I believe if we really, really believe that Jesus may come at any moment, it will radically influence our behavior. The scriptures tell us in Philippians 3:20-21 that unbelievers' minds are on earthly things, but since our citizenship is in heaven, we are eagerly awaiting a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like His glorious body. And in 1 John 3:1-2, we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amazing to think about. Well, my hope for us this week is that we think about this. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, we're told to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Are we doing this? If the Lord tells us to do something, we know that He's given us the ability to do it. So my prayer for myself and for you this week is that we do it. I heard it or read it. I don't remember which or who said it, but it's a powerful thought. An unexamined life is not worth living. I hope that together we'll examine our lives. Are we really longing for heaven? Are we excited about the return of Jesus Christ? Or are we so comfortable in the everyday routine of our lives that we aren't waiting with joyful anticipation for the future as we're told to do in Thessalonians? We're told in Galatians 6:9, "Do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Are we loving on each other? Are we encouraging one another? Oh, I hope so. I want Him to find me faithful when He comes. And I so often mess up. But as I told you that first week, I thank Him and praise Him that His mercy is new every morning, and He gives us overs over and over again, and that the day is coming, as we're told in Revelation 22:10, when Jesus will defeat all evil and establish His reign. Paul called this the glorious appearing. The second coming of Christ is predicted 318 times. Only the doctrine of salvation is mentioned more. He's coming, And as I said in the beginning, we don't know the exact time, but as we're told in 1 Thessalonians, we are to wait with joyful anticipation for our future. And while we're waiting, we're told what we're to be doing. In 1 Thessalonians 4, we're told the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. And in chapter 5:11, we're told again to encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact we're doing. Live in peace with each other. Warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing? We don't have to wonder about our future if we're followers of Jesus Christ. We don't have to wonder what we're supposed to be doing with our lives. We don't have to wonder what His will is. Well, once again, I'm out of time. We'll continue this week. Hope you'll call in. Love you.